Here we are in section B, and, well, Nate starts to browse eBay.
Uh-oh.
If you browse something, you can browse through a store. You can look through the store and see if you want to buy something, maybe not. It just means to look around.
But nowadays, in the modern technological world, browse usually is associated with the internet.
So it's connected to the internet. You get on the internet and you browse. You look through different pages. You surf. It might be another way to say it.
Nate says, okay, I just saw Versace for $30. This stuff can't be real.
Okay, so Jilly at the end of Section A told him to get on eBay and to look around to see for himself what's out there and available. Versace is another very expensive name brand, this one from Italy, so therefore we say Versace.
But what has he seen? He says, I just saw a, well, what, is it a shirt? Is it a book? What is it?
Good question, and we don't know, but we know it's something that is from the brand name Versace.
Uh-huh.
And Jilly says, most of it is real. You should sign up. So I guess you have to sign up before you're allowed to put in a bid for something.
That makes sense, because otherwise lots of people would bid and not be serious. And then how could they do business at eBay?
So you have to sign up. And when you sign up, you probably fill in a lot of information about yourself.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't have to give them your credit card number. If you did that, it wouldn't be very safe. But maybe you give them your email and a lot of other information.
Mm-hmm.
And that signing up is what you do in a lot of situations. If you want to go to a gym to exercise, well, before you can do that, you have to sign up for it.
Nate says, I'm not sure I'd want to give these people my credit card number. Well, and that is something that a lot of people are concerned about. They worry that someone will steal those numbers and use their credit card.
And your credit card number doesn't mean I have one credit card or I have two credit cards. It means that, I think, 16-digit number that's on the front of your credit card above your name. Jilly says, didn't you read about PayPal and BidPay? They are very safe. Now, I know about BidPay. Do you know about PayPal?
I know a little bit about PayPal. So I think you give your credit card number to PayPal, and then that's the way that you pay for the things you buy on eBay.
So you pay directly. Mm. I know with BidPay it's a little bit different. You use your credit card to buy a money order, and then that money order can be made out to the person that you want to buy the product from. So it's a little bit different, but maybe it's more complex. So I hear that a lot of people use PayPal because it's very simple.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, Jilly thinks it's very safe to use this sort of system. And Nate says, sure, but it's so complicated. They asked for my credit card authorization number.
Ooh, and that sounds like the number you don't want to give anybody.
Because it authorizes the use of your account. To authorize something means to give permission for something to someone else, so someone else can have the right to use something of yours, like your credit card.
Now, the reason why this seems all so complicated is it's because of what you're buying on eBay. You're buying something from somebody else. You're
just
not
some random person.
Yeah, you're not buying it from eBay.
So, and you're not buying it from a company, a specific company.
If you went to Nike or Nike online and wanted to buy a pair of shoes, you could give them your credit card number. But
right.
eBay doesn't receive that money. It's to the guy you're buying the thing from.
So that's why people have to use this other pay system, because if you give some stranger your credit card number, it's very dangerous, and maybe you have no more money on your credit card after that.